We're throwing the window wide open on harvest here over the next couple of weeks. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with that weekend weather outlook for Hoosier Ag Today, brought to you by Beacon Credit Union as we examine harvest very, very closely. After pushing pause on harvest a couple of days this past week, we now have a harvest weather forecast that I'll be darned if I'm going to be able to make it 3 minutes long, because it is super easy. Sunny, warm, dry for the next 2 weeks. That's really what the forecast comes down to. Now we're going to try and dig into some nuances here a little bit. But for this weekend, we are looking at the return of summer-like temperatures, and that'll hold through the first part of this upcoming week. Upper 70s, lower 80s, maybe even a few mid and upper 80s, depending on where you're at here as we move through the next few days. We are going to be seeing very high evaporation rates, relatively low humidity values as we dry this atmospheric profile out fairly strongly. Now, as we move forward, we are going to be seeing the warm air hold through most of the rest of this upcoming week. Wednesday through Friday, we may not be quite as warm, but we're definitely not pulling back at all. One hiccup that I will point you to: late this week, Friday into Saturday, we might see a little bit more cloud cover in southern and southeastern parts of Indiana. Why? Well, I think the remains, or at least an offshoot of one of these two tropical systems in the Atlantic, will probably try and slide in through the Carolinas and try and back across the Appalachian Mountains. This is going to be more of a story for eastern Kentucky, southern Ohio than Indiana, but I'm going to leave the door open to a few offshoot clouds trying to get in to southeastern Indiana. Does it impact our harvest ability? Probably not, but I'm just going to say, hey, it's there. We're going to watch this thing through the week coming up. Also, we are seeing these hurricanes kind of back up our weather pattern a little bit. So by the end of this upcoming week, could see a nice little band of scattered showers draping across Wisconsin, back into Iowa, northern Illinois, Missouri, looking like it can come our way. But it runs out of gas. It can't advance eastward at all. And so we're going to be looking west and seeing that, but probably not getting anything. That keeps us dry into the start of the following week, the week of the 6th. That's that first full week of October. We do not see any significant precipitation through probably Wednesday night, early Thursday. I guess I won't rule out a few hit and misses, scattered showers in Indiana early Friday or Thursday morning, the 9th. I'm more seeing that in Ohio, but all right, fine. Let's see what happens back here. That's ahead of a little bit of a trough boundary that is going to be changing our air mass nicely as we get toward the end of the forecast window. Strong Canadian high pressure will push into the Great Lakes as we move into Friday the 10th, Saturday the 11th. I do expect us to see a temperature change here, cooling off quite dramatically. But again, not seeing a lot of moisture. There's none in the atmosphere to ring out. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
This harvest, it's more than crops. It's your legacy. Beacon Credit Union offers ag loans for equipment, land, and operating costs. Competitive rates, flexible terms, and local experts who know farming. Beacon Credit Union. Local. Trusted. Rooted in agriculture. We're ag people. Serving ag people. Visit beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.